And welcome to today's audiocast for Monday, March 3rd, 2008. Brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. You can learn more at aviationsafetymagazine.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Well, folks, the very popular Cayman Caravan was just recently revived by Caribbean Flying Adventures as the Cayman Islands fly in. They just completed their first trip, and I thought we should check in and see how it went. And we're talking today with Jim Parker, president and chief pilot of Caribbean Flying Adventures. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Mike, just great. Thanks for the call.
So you guys just landed like practically a minute ago, right?
We just got back from a fabulous weekend down in the Caymans. We had 13 aircraft. We had great weather, and everyone that went says they're going to go back again, so it sounds like they had a good time.
Now, the Cayman fly-in is the basically the same trip that used to be the Cayman Caravan?
Originally a Cayman Caravan, which took place over a period of about 20 years, and it went down every June, and that stopped about 3 years ago. And Caribbean Flying Adventures has gotten so many queries about the Caymans that we thought we'd go ahead and do a test run, which we just completed, and it was so much fun. We're going to go ahead and do one in June and try to attract a few more aircraft.
Now, did the original caravan shut down for what, fuel prices or 9/11 or something?
I don't think so. I think it just kind of ran out of steam. And there's tremendous interest. This is probably one of the most exciting fly-ins in general aviation. It's an international destination. It's a British island, different currency, different accent. Different customs, so that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's close by. It's only 2.5 hours in a Cessna 172 at 130 knots.
Wow!
And you get to fly over Cuba, which is probably one of the more unique flying experiences for private pilots. So you put all those three together: international, close, flying over Cuba. And it just makes for a great adventure.
Take us through this. You have people from all over the U.S., I guess, that converge on Key West. Is that right?
We launched out of Key West. We had folks from South Dakota, from Iowa, from Illinois, from Virginia, Tennessee, and a few folks from Florida. We converged on Key West, which is in itself a magic destination. Spent the night there, and then with cooperation from the Federal Aviation Administration and the Navy, we took off out of Key West and made a beeline for the Cuban coast. And we crossed at Varadero Beach, which is one of the real popular tourist resorts in Cuba. And we all flew between 5,000 and 9,000 feet, had a good look at Cuba right past the Bay of Pigs, and then straight into the Cayman Islands, where air traffic control was waiting for us, and we had a flawless arrival and a great reception with the customs there. That was very, very quick. And hit the ground running. It was the trip itself was just extremely scenic and comfortable. Everyone had their appropriate survival gear, and it just went without a hitch.
I'm sure that you assist folks in acquiring and being aware, actually, of what equipment they may need to make a trip like this. What other services do you guys offer?
Well, first and foremost, we get great discounts at the hotels. And pass that along to the pilots, organize the complete schedule. We had our own boat on Saturday for swimming with the stingrays, and then lunch at on the west end of the island at one of the beaches. On Sunday, we had organized a mini fly-in from Grand Cayman over to Little Cayman, which is offers some of the best snorkeling and diving in the whole world. We had one of the hotels host lunch for us and then give us a tour of the island. But in preparation for the trip, we basically provide all of the documents that are required with examples filled out and walk the pilots through that. We provide the charts and the approach plates, lay on the complete schedule so that it's basically a turnkey operation for pilots that join. They just show up and start to enjoy themselves. And I tell you what really makes it exciting, Mike, is the people. We met some of the nicest folks that we're going to probably stay in touch with for a long time into the future. Every one of the pilots and their families that joined us were just as nice as they could be. And that group bonded, and We loved looking at each other's planes and comparing notes and swapping pilot stories. We all ate together, by the way. We lined up discounts at a couple of the really nice beachfront restaurants there in the Caymans and went as a group. And I should also thank the Ministry of Tourism in the Caymans. They laid on transportation for us. They provided buses for every single move that we made over the weekend, which really made the trip nice, and helped us to bond as a group. And I would expect that every one of those pilots will go back again to the Caymans. They were just so impressed with the infrastructure, with the beautiful beaches, with the friendly people. So it was just a real fun weekend.
Now, this being a different country, you will need a passport, right?
Absolutely. That's now required to come back into the U.S., and the passport's required to go to the Caymans. Customs was a breeze. We had our documents completed before we ever left Key West, and we were through customs in about 5 minutes. So that there's nothing daunting about that. It's kind of fun to spend a foreign currency. The exchange rate's a little bit different. It's like 125 U.S. for $1 of Cayman. But the prices at the restaurants and the hotel and the activities we engaged in were quite reasonable. So in addition to being a unique trip, it was also quite affordable.
Right. Let's say somebody's planning to make the trip in June, for instance. Is there any kind of special maintenance check you want to do to your airplane, anything like that?
No, it's, you've got your annual in the bag, and the plane's running fine. We had a minor problem with one aircraft with a very slight fuel leak, and we were able to get that fixed in Grand Cayman. They have very capable mechanics down there. But you just show up with, like you're making any trip, any cross-country trip, and be prepared. And again, it's only it's 330 nautical miles. So at 130 knots, it's only 2.5 hours. You leave from the Florida Keys, and you fly over Cuba and arrive at an international destination in a very short period of time.
Now, were you involved in the original series of these flights, or where did you get your experience in doing this?
Well, I've got a pilot's guide online called Caribbean Flying Adventures, and I was actually approached by the Ministry of Tourism in the Bahamas to start organizing fly-ins, and I said, that's not really my thing. My pilot's guide tells you everything you need to know, just do it on your own. But I sent an invitation out to my members, and the next day, like 8 planes signed up. So I think it's the social aspect, and then for first-time flyers, just traveling in a group. So we did a couple of fly-ins to the Bahamas, and we just enjoyed the people so much. And we got so many queries about the Caymans that we thought we'd just go ahead and try and organize some fly-ins to the Caymans. And that's how we got started. I contacted some folks that had been involved in the Cayman Caravan and got some ideas from them. And off we went. And this trip that we just got back from was so much fun that we're really looking forward to being with a group in June 6th through the 10th.
So I would imagine you have people from all types of backgrounds, all walks of life show up for this thing.
Everybody. We had physicians. We had people that own their own companies. We had a mix of aircraft, VTEL Bonanzas, 206s, 210s. We had a Diamond Twin, a Cherokee. It was just a nice mix of people and aircraft. And We worked with FAA to schedule our departure so that we all arrived within a relatively short period of time, and that just worked out very, very well.
Now, I've always heard, and just hangar flying sessions talking about this, that the planes fly in pairs. Is that right?
Well, we had to have normal IFR separation. The Cubans wanted 10 miles between aircraft at altitude.
Okay.
So we took off about 5 minutes apart, but the faster planes went first. And we were at different altitudes, and we kept in touch on a common frequency on the way down and just chatted back and forth if we saw anything interesting. And then arrived within about a 30-minute time frame in Grand Cayman, just one after the other. And that worked out quite well, and everyone had a comfort level being in touch by radio with the other planes. And we were actually fairly close together at different altitudes. So it wasn't in formation, but it was close enough so that if anyone needed anything, there was a plane nearby to help out.
Now, was there any contention or friction between the 210 and the VTEL Bonanza pilot on which plane was fastest?
No, the Cherokee was one of the fastest, actually. No, there was there was some good joking and ribbing, but and then we all flew together out to Little Cayman, which is an untowered airport, and we just did everyone did their usual thing of looking out for each other and making the calls in the pattern, and that went extremely well. Also, that's a wonderful little island where you land your plane and then walk to we walked to the hotel, which is right at the end of the runway, and had lunch, and kind of a pilot's dream to be able to land and walk to your hotel room on a beach in a faraway land. So I expect quite a few folks will be going back to Little Cayman.
Well, you're getting my juices flowing on this thing for sure.
Hey, tell me a little bit about your website. Now, this is like a first stop for anybody thinking about making one of those Caribbean trips, I guess.
Well, it's the only thing that's out there that's online and up to date, and it's the only source anywhere for current fuel prices for the entire Bahamas and Caribbean, and that pays for itself. It's a $39.95 annual membership, which is reasonable. All the documents that a pilot needs are online with examples filled out. There's step-by-step procedures for every airport in the Caribbean when you land, what documents do you need, what the fees are, where do you file your flight plan, which doors do you knock on. It just takes the mystery out of it. And then what I like personally is that since it's not a book, if anyone's got any questions, they can just pick up the phone and call me, because we have a 172 retractable, and we have been to every island in the Caribbean in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times over a 4 or 5 year period, and we've got the Caribbean flying thing figured out pretty much, and we're always happy to share that with folks over the telephone.
All right, well, it worked for me. I called you up today, and you picked up the phone. That was pretty cool. And the website again is Caribbean Flying Adventures altogether.com, and you're planning another trip in June.
We're doing some more trips to the. We're doing a pre-sun and fun trip to the Bahamas. April 4th through the 7th, just out to Treasure Key, which is about an hour and 15 minutes from Fort Lauderdale, and then we're flying to Lakeland for Sun and Fun. And then this this Cayman fly-in June 6th through the 10th. So we've got a couple coming up. We have another one in November to Cape Santa Maria in the Bahamas. And we'll probably do 5 fly-ins a year just for personal pleasure because of the chance to spend time with some quality people.
Well, Jim, it certainly sounds like a lot of fun. I do appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today.
Mike, thank you for the call, and you come with us on the next trip.
Well, let's just say that's on my short list, and it's definitely on my bucket list. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationsafetymagazine.com. Comments on this audiocast at audionews@avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.